game. Shorts will be out for the game. And Brooks is day-to-day. Yesterday we signed Charles James. Good to have Charles back. Put Lonnie Ballantyne on injury reserve. And we signed Steven Means to the practice squad, and we released Daryl Richardson. So with that, I'll take questions.
Bill, when Clowney was out, Whitney got his first two sacks, and J.J. seemed to have a great game moving around a lot. When Clowney's playing, does that have anything to do with J.J. staying home more?
No, I don't think so, no. Every week's a different game plan. No, it doesn't have anything to do with that. Yeah, you know, he's a hardworking guy, very smart. He's here all the time. Very football savvy guy. Studies a lot of tape, and it's paid off. So he's able to do things on special teams for us. He's able to play safety in a pinch. He could play corner. So he's a versatile guy. You know, we like those types of guys.
Can you talk about the improvement Hopkins has made from when you got here to where he is now? What did you see then? What do you see now?
Yeah, when we got here, it was difficult just because it was a brand new system, and I think the first thing that I saw right off the bat was a very hardworking guy off the field. You know, he put a lot of time into learning the offense so that he could ask good questions and learn, you know, not only just like his position, which in the beginning was just an X receiver. He tried to learn the whole concept of the play so that he could line up and be involved in all parts of the play. So that was big. And then I think just his work ethic on the field and his ability to take care of his body and stay healthy has really helped him, because he's got a great work ethic. He's got strong hands. He's out there all the time. He's out there right now working after practice. He's got a great work ethic, and there's really no substitute for that. And I think that has a lot to do with it, where he is right now. Yeah, Whitney, you know, Whitney's probably played his best game last week, and just needs to be consistent with that. You know, Whitney did a good job last year. You know, at times this year has done a good job, other times not so good. And so I think last week's game was a good game for him, and now hopefully that, you know, gives him a little bit of a springboard here to keep playing well.
Bill, what did y'all see in Brandon Dunn that off the – Bears practice squad and actually get him into the game last week?
Yeah, Paul Pasqualoni was familiar with him. Tough guy, hardworking guy, great teammate, you know, willing to do whatever it takes. He can play nose, he can play end. Smart guy. He's got some explosion on the inside, so he can help us, you know, obviously versus the run, but he can also do some things in the pass rush game too. So hopefully he continues. I thought he did some good things in the game. That's not easy to come in there and play right away like that, but I think he's continuing to get better, so hopefully he'll continue to help us.
With Andre Howell last season, he didn't get a ton of playing time, but when he was out there, he had some tough plays go against him. It's hard for you to maybe answer this, but how much do you think that helped him to get into the offseason and really dig in and make sure he made improvements?
Yeah, I think your rookie year is always hard. You know, I think it's not easy to make that jump, and we were moving him around, like John pointed out. You know, he played corner, he played safety. You know, just like every player in the National Football League, you know, you have your good plays and then your not so good plays. But I think he learned from a lot of those, and he really worked hard in the offseason. He was here during the offseason, I would say, just about every day. I mean, he was really here all the time. He'd be here on the weekends. He'd be in there working out. I mean, the guy really works hard, and it's, you know, paying off for him, and hopefully it continues to pay off for him. I think it's more hamstring.
How close is Brian Hoyer to what you sort of thought he could be when you brought him to this team? How close is he to, I guess, maybe the ideal way you could see him playing?
You know, he is what we thought he was. You know, he's a hardworking guy, an accurate passer, very, very smart, really good guy in the locker room, great with his teammates, and you know, over the last three games where he's gotten his opportunity to play, he's played pretty well. And, you know, that's what has to continue for our team. You know, that's an important part of our team, that position, obviously. And he's working hard right now after practice to continue that. You know, that's what he is. He's a hardworking guy who's a really good teammate and a good leader, and just needs to continue to play consistent for us.
What does he still need to work on?
There's always things for everybody to work on. Let's start with me. You know, I every day I wake up, I got to figure out something to do better, because every day we all need to work on something. You know, so for him, footwork, you know, accuracy, you know, just what every quarterback in the league probably works on every single day. You know, we all have to work to get better. Yeah, he had a bunch of tackles, very intense player, and, you know, Brian means a lot to our team. You know, he's a leader out there. He calls the defensive signals, and I thought he had one of his better games. He did. He made a lot of plays, and it was good to see. So, you know, he's out there today running around again. Seems like he feels good, which is a big part of his deal, you know, just being healthy, and hopefully that helps him.
Will Tuggle continue to take McKinney's place?
I think you'll see Tug in there. I think you'll see Dent in there. I think you'll see Max Bulla in there. Brian Peters will be back. I mean, we've got a number of different ways. We're not, you know, again, John, like, you know, it's a game plan type deal. So it's whatever we need to do, whatever we think we need to do to go against Miami. Miami is a very different team, very, very different than the other teams that we've played. They're different on offense. They're different on defense. So that's how we kind of judge who plays what role they have in the game. That's kind of how we do it.
They've recommitted to the run.
Yeah.
Because they're 8-0 when they run at least 24 times the last 2 years.
Yep.
You said you want to stop the run better. Did you stop it better? And how much better do you have to stop it?
We need to stop the run. Okay. There's no question about we have to stop the run. We have to stop the quarterback scrambles, the quarterback run. You know, that's a big part of it. And I think takeaways and turnovers, I'll give you a better stat than the running stat you just gave. I think that, you know, since really I think it's 2006, when teams don't turn the ball over in the game, they win basically 75% of the time. So I think we start with that. Let's take care of the ball. Let's try to get some takeaways and see if we can do that. But definitely we have to work on stopping the run with the Miami Dolphins.
The Dolphins front obviously got after Tennessee tremendously last week after really not being able to the rest of the season. Have you seen things that changed just with what they did last week with some of their personnel? It's the same guys?
Yeah, it's the same guys, Adam. I think that, you know, those guys, look, they're good. I mean, let's just face it. The strength of their you know, one of the strengths of their team is their defensive line. I mean, you've got Sue on the inside. You've got, obviously, Wake. You've got Vernon, guys that I'm very familiar with. Had to go against these guys quite a bit when I was in New England. Very difficult front. Big challenge for our offensive line. You know, I didn't see things that they were doing too much differently schematically. I just saw a bunch of guys that really played hard and made a lot of plays. They played a great game against Tennessee.